continuing with, we started discussing a little bit Mitzvah Shiruchas Kavanah. I think we mentioned last time, just to emphasize again, this sugya, Mitzvah Shiruchas Kavanah, Mishnah Berurah speaks this out. There are two types of Kavanah. There's Kavanah with all the milas of Kavanos and all the, you know, the things that we think about, what the Mitzvah means and what it does for us, etc. That's one level of Kavanah. But that's not what we're talking about. Of course, you should always have Kavanah. What we're talking about is probably the way, again, like the way I said, I heard from Rav Asher Weiss, but others say this in this pasuk of the sugya, is that Mitzvah Shiruchas Kavanah means awareness that you're doing a mitzvah. That you know you're doing a mitzvah, as opposed to it happening without your paying attention. You know, so the Gemara's example is Hatakel, a shir, you're blowing the shofar just to play some tunes, and you have no idea that you're doing a mitzvah. Oh, so that's the question. Are you Yotze? It's Rosh Hashanah and you're playing some tunes. Are you Yotze your mitzvah or not? That is the question. And that's
why should it be Yotze?
Why should you be Yotze? So we said it should be Yotze because you could say, why shouldn't you be Yotze? You blew the shofar.
You might as well blow something else.
It's true, but it's a shofar. You did a tkiah, a shvarim, a tkiah. That's it. It's a shofar. You did a mitzvah. Or no, maybe you say, Mrs. Ainzer is Kavanah, and it's no good. We'll hold on to that thought a little bit. Or we'll put out what are the ways to say it, and maybe we'll try to have this in mind as we go. But one can say it in two different ways. The way we said it one way on Friday, and I'll add a second way. What we said on Friday is that maybe your action is not defined as a mitzvah. It's true, you're blowing a shofar. This is what Moshe is saying. What do you tell? This is not a blowing shofar, this is blowing a trumpet. This is blowing, so that can't be called a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a chisar in the ma'isa. Or another possibility is that the problem is you can't be mekayim a mitzvah that way. It is a tzkiyah shofar, but in order to count that you got a mitzvah, you have to know you're doing a mitzvah. You can't get a mitzvah without paying attention to it. For it to count as a mitzvah, you have to be aware that you're doing a mitzvah. That would be a chisar in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So is it a problem of how of considered? Is this blowing shofar? That's one side. Or maybe it is blowing shofar, but still no good because you can't be mekayim, can't give you mitzvah points without having awareness that you're doing mitzvah. Yes.
Can you explain the
first half of that? But we have a ma'isa and a ma'isa mitzvah. To make this consider halachically a ma'isa mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, and we spoke about this two-step process a little bit on Friday, to do a mitzvah, you need to do a ma'isa mitzvah, and that needs to count as a mitzvah. So is the chisar in that this isn't even called a ma'isa mitzvah, it's called blowing a trumpet. Happens to be a shofar, happens to write sounds, but it's not blowing a shofar.
If you put on tzitzit, is that a ma'isa mitzvah? Because let's say you just want to know if it's a nice garment.
Maybe not. Maybe if you have no awareness that you're doing a mitzvah, that it's not called tzitzit. It's not called a mitzvah tzitzit. Of course it affects the kiyum. If you don't have a ma'isa mitzvah, you definitely don't have the kiyum. But so that's, you know, nuffle, so nuffle binyan, as some of the Rishonim say in other contexts, that if you don't have a ma'isa mitzvah, of course you don't have a kiyum mitzvah. But you could say that at the end of the day, we don't care. It is an action, it is a ma'isa mitzvah, but the kiyum is held up by lack of kavanah.
Say, you blow shofar for Hanukkah and say, I have in mind for Roshana. It doesn't go, it's got.
That doesn't go, but that's because it's not Roshana. So that for sure is not a mitzvah tkiyah shofar because it's not Rosh Hashanah. Question is, what if it is Rosh Hashanah and you do all this? Okay, so those are two possibilities which we'll see in a little bit as we go down. So let's try to go through the Gemara and try to understand. So the Gemara said the following. The Gemara started by giving us a case where you're forced into eating matzah. The goyim come to you, put a gun to your head, they say, eat this matzah. Are you yotzei matzah? So the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara tells us. We shouldn't have such a question. If you had such a question, the case of the Gemara says, Kfo, v'ochel matzah, yotza. You're yotze when you're forced to have matzah. So what can we derive from here? What principles can you derive from the fact that if you're forced to eat matzah, you are yotze or mitzvah matzah, you ate matzah on Pesach. So Gemara says, maybe Amar Rava, three lines from the bottom, Amar Rava, Zosa Meres Hatokea Lashir Yotza. So Rava says, once I know this to be true, so that Lashir, one who plays his shofar just to make the sounds, he is Yotze. Why? What would be the similarity? You don't have Kavanah, right? You are forced to eat matzah, you're not You don't have awareness that you're doing mitzvah. You're just before seeing matzah. And you're blowing the trumpet, so you don't have kavana. So it seems to be, Rava wants to say, that'd be the same thing. We have a principle of what we'll call mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, which is a term the Gemara uses later. So Gemara says, Adli, pshita, hanuach, this is the same thing. What's the difference between eating the matzah and blowing the shofar? Either way, you don't know what you're doing, and you're yotze. So why should there, what's Rava telling us? Rava does the Gemara and tells the obvious thing. So what does the Gemara say? What's the havamina to be mechalik? The havamina to be mechalik is a maladitema, two lines from the bottom, hasam achol achman. Over there, the Torah tells us, eat matzah. V'achol, you ate matzah.
You ate matzah.
Aval hacha, but over here, turning on Talmud Beis, Zichron truak siv haimisasik ba'amahu. Maybe here the mitzvah is zichron, he turned over at the top. Zichron trua. The mitzvah zichron trua, literally translated, remember the trua. So maybe there it would be a problem because you're just misasik, you're not really aware of what you're doing. Kamash balan. We say no, they're both the same. The question is, what is the havamina? What is, there are 2 points that are made. There's achol matzah versus zichron truah. And the question is, what is the main point here? Which one is the Gemara emphasizing is the reason for the difference? So that is the machlokes in Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel here.
The difference is by truah, somebody does it for matzah, he's got to eat himself.
Oh, very good. So you're saying Rashi.
What?
You're saying Rashi. And Rashi's basically right. So Rashi says, the bottom of Chav Chesem and Aleph, the very bottom, the last Rashi on Chav Chesem and Aleph, from the bottom. So Rashi explains, Ma'od teima hasamachol matzah kamar rachmana. V'nehaneh v'achiloso. He feels good. It feels it in his stomach. Hilkach la misasiku. We can't call him misasik. We can't say that he has no connection to the eating or no awareness of the eating. Sharei. Because the halacha is that in terms of bringing a karban, when you do an action without any awareness, we gave the example, let's say you walk past the light switch and your shoulder bumps into the light, we say to you, you're putter, you didn't do anything, you had no idea what you were doing. But let's say, the Gemara gives an example, you have kosher meat and treif meat, more common, let's say, in Chelev and Shuman, and you think you're going to have to eat the kosher meat, and you look away and you grab the treif meat. Yeah. Or, Maisa Shai Kachai by my friend. Give you a Maisa. My friend went to a wedding in Crest Hollow, if anybody's holding. So he went to Crest Hollow. So in Crest Hollow, they have multiple rooms for a simchas. So he came late to the wedding and he wanted to chop the smorgasbord before the chuppah. So he comes running in, runs to the smorgasbord, and he sees some meat right at the door, and he walks in. And he says, lady, oh, please, give me quickly. I gotta run. And the lady says, no, are you sure you want this meat? And he said, yeah, please, I gotta run. I gotta go. Sure. Okay, fine. So he starts eating the meat. And he starts looking around the room. And he sees no one wearing yarmulke. It's all goyim. And he realizes he walked to the wrong room. And he was eating treif meat. Nebuch. So he's eating the treif meat. So he couldn't believe it. He felt terrible, obviously. So that... maybe that's besasik. I don't know. He should have done about that, but that seems like a similar case that there's kosher meat and treif meat in front of him, and he thought he was going to eat the kosher meat and the kosher shmorg, and he went into the treif shmorg. So possibly, the example the Gemara gives, you have two pieces in front of you, and the way Rashi explains, you have two pieces in front of you, and you think you're grabbing the kosher one, you end up grabbing the treif one. So the Gemara says that's besasik because you're not aware of what you're doing, and you're not chayav a karban. When you don't know that you're doing. You don't know what you're doing, so then the halacha is that you are not chayav a karban. Generally, however, when it comes to eating, then you are chayav because you. At the end of the day, it's sitting in your stomach, shekain, and you got the benefit.
But he should be responsible because he should know what he's gotten in.
Okay, so that leave out my example. The Gemara, the Gemara's examples are where you. Let's say you have two pieces of meat in front of you and you think you're eating kosher meat and they switch it quickly and you didn't realize what you're doing. So but the Gemara says you are responsible for fush kenana. What's the svara? The svara is that even though normally when you're not paying aware, we say that can't be your action. Yeah. You hit the shoulder, it's not your action. You have no awareness of what you're doing. If you get hana, that hana links it to you. That makes it your action. We have to consider your action, and then you're like a shogeg and you're chayav a karban. Yes. No, that. What do you mean?
In our Gemara, yeah, we say in Rashi and in the
Masechta
Gemara,
we
say
the right?
Okay, but then in Krisus, we say the case of Chayav and Shimon, which is the prototype, the example he gives of being a Mitasek.
No, that's the exception in Krisus. The Gemara says there Mitasek b'Chalom Arayos is Chayav, even though normally Mitasek is Potter, Mitasek b'Chalom Arayos is Chayav. That's what he's saying here. That's what Rashi is saying. So Rashi seems to be saying that maybe mitzvah's really tzrichos kavana. I spoke about yesterday. Mitzvah's really tzrichos kavana, and matzah is different. But shofar, if you didn't have kavana, you're not yotzei. It's not considered ma'aseh mitzvah. That's one possibility. Or if you flip it, Rabbeinu Chananel, you look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, starting at the very bottom of Chav Chesem and Aleph. On the very, very bottom. Rabbeinu Chananel, right here. Yeah. Explains the Gemara. Does everyone have it there? Pshita Ma'u Detema. Is that how it appears there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, last word. Pshita Ma'u Detema. Flipping over. Hasam Tochlu Matos. Amar Rachmana. Over there, it says, Eat Matos V'ha'achila V'ha'achla He'e Aval Hacha Be'inan T'kios Kavanas Halev Be'inan. When it comes to tkios, you need kavanas halev, the leka. Maybe there's a special halacha by tkios shofar that since the mitzvah is not an action, the mitzvah is not to eat, the mitzvah is to think about shofar and the kavana and what it has, zichron true, as the Gemara says. So maybe dafka there, you would say you need kavana. Normally, mitzvah is ancient as kavana. Matzah, you don't need kavana. But by the shofar, where you have a special halacha of kavana, maybe there we would say you need to have kavana. Comes Gemara and says, no, even there, it's okay. If mitzvah is ancient as kavana, even by the shofar, which is a kavana-like mitzvah, it's still okay. Adkan. Those are the two readings of this Gemara. Okay? We'll bear that in mind. This is, at this point, it seems to be just a hamina, but we may come back to this. So this is this how you read it. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, it's the same thing. We don't make any distinctions. There's no difference in matzah, no difference between shofar. At this stage, Alma Kasava Rava, the Gemara says, second line, mitzvos ain tzrichos kavana. Mitzvos do not need kavana. Okay? And again, that means you don't have to be aware. Even if you're not aware, it's considered a mitzvah and you get credit.
It's talking only about the mitzvah that you don't consume anything?
No, we're
saying. Or any mitzvah.
Now we're saying, we thought maybe it was different when you consume. Yeah. Now we're saying, no differences.
Yeah.
All mitzvos are the same. Mitzvos ain tzrichos kavana. Ain tzrichos kavana. So Gemara asked a kasha, Esvei, who knows the Gemara's kasha, from Brachos. First line of the Gemara asked, Esvei, haya kore b'torah v'igiyah zman ha-mikra, if you're reading the Torah, and it came to zman, kriyashma, im kivin libo yotza, vim lav lo yotza. It says you need to have kavana for kriyashma. Ah, this, my lav, kivin libo lotzeis, means you have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Sounds like mitzvah tzrichos kavana. That's why if you're reading the Sefer, you're reading through the Sefer Torah, and now, you know, in the old days they actually learned from the Sefer Torah. I'm reading through the Sefer Torah, and so then you have kavana be yotzei. Why don't we just say I'm reading it, so I'm yotzei anyway? Answers the Gemara: Lo, likros. You're not. Your kavana is to read. What do you mean your kavana is to read? Likros hakakari. You're reading. Now it says the Gemara: But kore lehagia. You're reading just to edit. And I give you the Ritva, it speaks it out a little further. But the Ritva here on the sheet speaks out the other side of the sheet. On the other side. Right here, the Ritva, short Ritva, the Ritva says, Hanachon bekore lehagia, she'ein kavanoso likriya el liros im hasever mistukan. You're just editing. You're not intending to read it really as you go through it. You just want to check to make sure the Sefer Torah is correct. Right, we just had a couple days ago. You're looking through the Sefer Torah. You're not reading the Torah, you're just looking at it. The eino kore elakamas asik ba'alma, meaning sometimes if you're looking over a Sefer Torah, right, or this happens all the time, if you're reading something that's a little bit familiar to you, you think you're just looking over, you end up reading, you end up saying the words, right? But you're not even aware that you're saying the words.
But he has no kavanah.
He has no kavanah to even read the words.
Yeah.
Vidino kemas asik, the shofar v'lo yatza. It's similar, we spoke about it on Friday. It's like when you blow, let's say you come to a shofar and you just blow. You're not planning to blow a shofar sound. You just blow, oh, and then a shofar sound comes out. So we said, Misasik, remember the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel, or Lamed Beis, the Mishnah on Lamed Beis, lo yatza. You're not yotze, that's nothing. If you do something, you don't even realize what you're doing, you're not yotze. So too, when you read, sometimes it happens. So not the normal case, normally when you read, you know you're reading. But sometimes you're like looking it over and you're saying out the words, you don't even realize you're saying the words. So that is even less. It's not misasik, as we spoke on Friday. It's not misasik vis-a-vis the mitzvah. It's even misasik vis-a-vis the action of reading. You're not even aware that you're reading as you read. That could happen sometimes. Anybody ever experienced that? You have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it makes sense, right? Sometimes you read without paying attention that you're reading. Okay, and I remember this proof. We're going to come back to some more details of mitzvah of this sugya, which is a very big, lots of branches to this sugya. Hopefully, we'll come back after the trip to this part as well. But that's the simple reading of the Gemara. So then the Gemara has another kasha. Seven lines down. Toshma, first part of the line. This is a kasha of our Mishnah. Toshma. Hoya over achorei beis haknesses. A person was going behind the shul. He's outside of shul. I don't know. He's schmoozing. Whatever he's doing, he went left shul. Osho, based on someone against him. Or his house is near the shul. He lives next door to the shul. The shama kol shofar. All of a sudden, he hears a blowing shofar. O kol megillah. He hears the reading of the megillah. Im kivin libo yotza vim lav lo yotza. So it says, if you have kavana, you're yotze. If not, you're not yotze. What do we see again? You see, you need kavana. It says you need kavana. Didn't we say mitzvah ain't shigas kavana? So what's pshat? So the Gemara answer is im kivin libo lotzes. My love, im kivin libo lotzes, is not saying kavana to be yotze in mitzvah. And the Gemara, lo lishmoa, to hear. Well, what does that mean? Lishmoa, what do you mean kavana to hear? You're hearing hashama, you're hearing. No, savor chamor ba'almahu. It's a case where he thought it was, I don't know, some donkey making shofar-like sounds. So when he says kavana is to pay attention and treat it like a shofar, as opposed to ignoring the sound. You hear it, but you're not paying attention to it because you think it's something else. You don't think it's a shofar sound. So kavana means to actually pay attention and listen.
But when you hear blown shofar from the outside, how do you know the person from the inside has got in mind that he's blown shofar?
Ah, very good. Next Gemara. We're getting back to that. Very good. That's the next part of the Gemara. So right now, it's just we're talking about you. Listen. So you're listening, we say, okay, what it means is you have to actually listen. But it doesn't mean you have to listen for a mitzvah. You have to say, oh, that's a shofar, very nice. Do I know that a blowing shofar, that's a mitzvah shofar? Not necessarily. I just have to know, oh, that's the sound of the shofar, as opposed to ignoring the sound because I think it's some other strange noise. You know, it happens sometimes, like you hear thunder. I find this in camp, like sometimes I hear some kind of like rumbling out there. And I say, oh, you know, it must be, maybe it's a golf cart or they're moving something. That's what it's talking about. I'm not paying attention to hear this thunder. So kavana means oh, that's thunder. Okay, fine. Am I thinking about a mitzvah? Not necessarily. That's what the Gemara is saying, is paying attention of kavana lishmo. So now we get to Rav Moshe's question. Eisvei, this says the Brisa. The Gemara really makes your point later, but we'll similar point. Eisvei niskavin shomei avelo niskavin mashmiya. If the listener has kavana, but the person who's blowing the shofar doesn't have kavana. Mashmiya v'lonis kavan shomar, or the blower has kavana, but the listener doesn't have kavana. Lo yotza chi iskavin shomaya umashmiya. Both need to have kavana, the person blowing and the person listening. Bishlama niskavin mashmiya v'lonis kavan shomaya. I understand. The one who's blowing can have kavana, and I can't have kavana. Why sabra chamor? Like we just said, I think it's some other sound. I think it's a donkey making noise. I'm not paying attention. Chamor ba'amahu. What's the case where the blower doesn't have kavana? If the blower doesn't have kavana, says the Gemara, when I hear a shofar, and I'm saying, if the blower doesn't have kavana, I'm not yotze. What is he doing if he doesn't have kavana? Must be he's blowing a trumpet. He's making some song. And what does it say? Lo yotze. Mashmiya, then have kavana lo yata. So that sounds like we're saying it's okay. L'shir works. You hear that, Daniel? The guy's just blowing it to blow the trumpet and says, "I'm not yotze. Even if I want to be yotze, but it doesn't matter if he doesn't have kavana. I'm not yotze." The Gemara says, "No, dilma kamin nabech nebuche. Maybe it's a case where he's just blowing into the shofar. Like we said before, he's just blowing. He doesn't even realize what he's doing. So the kavanas mashmiya doesn't mean he has to have kavana for a mitzvah. He might be blowing a trumpet, but at least what he has to do is have kavana that he's blowing a shofar as opposed to just blowing in the air and the shofar sound happens." Okay, so we've taken care of all these. Let's leave out the last question for a little later discussion. So we basically taken care of all the questions and we're still at this point holding mitzvos. Tzrichos or ain't tzrichos right now? Ain't tzrichos kavana. Ain't tzrichos kavana. We don't need kavana. All the cases are kavana for the action, not kavana for the mitzvah. Now we skip down to the Gemara. And down to the bottom line. Amar Lei Reb Zera, the bottom line of the Gemara. So Amar Lei Reb Zera, all the way at the bottom. Right there is what we're up to now. The whole Gemara is Baal Tosef. Hopefully we get a chance, but I don't know. It's going to be next week to talk about Baal Tosef. So Amar Lei Reb Zera, the Shmaya, Reb Zera said to his assistant, Echavin v'takali. So he says, have kavana and blow for me the shofar. Says the Gemara, Alma kasavar mashmiya bai kavana. So you see that the person blowing needs to have kavana. What kavana are we talking about here? Not clear. Not 100% clear. But you see the mashmiya, the blower, has to have kavana. Now I ask the Gemara, Kashya meisvehaya over achori beis haknesses, oshaya beis samach beis haknesses, v'shon kol shofar kol megillah. The case again, where you're standing outside shul and you hear the shofar, im kivin leimel yotzav im lav lo yotzav. So it says, it all depends on whether you have kavana. So here's Ramosha's question, really. If he has kavana, what does it do? What does it help you? The other guy doesn't have kavana. So the Gemara says, Adaita lo kamechaven adaita didei. Sorry. The other guy doesn't have kavana for him. He might have kavana, but he doesn't have kavana for you. So you see, the mashmiya doesn't need to have kavana. The person blowing doesn't matter, meaning guy. Again, you're outside the shul and you hear the guy blowing in shul. The guy doesn't know you're out there. He's blowing for himself. So where's his kavana for you? Where's his kavana to be motzi? In this story, Reb Zera told his guy, his assistant, have kavana to be motzi me.
Yeah, but he has kavana to blow shofar.
You're right, but Reb Zera told his assistant to have kavana to be motzi. To kavana mitzvah ali. So Gemara says, very important klal. The chazan, when he blows a shofar in shul, he has in mind whoever will hear the shofar. Anyone in the world who hears the shofar, they're yotze. If he's not thinking about, he sees there are 500 people in shul. He doesn't think about every person. He thinks about just everybody. So even the guy who's outside. And the Gemara says, Toshma, now back to this other case, the case we just discussed, where one has kavana, not the other, lo yotza, achis kavin shomea umashmiya. So you need to have both. But interestingly, the Gemara says here, katani mashmiya dumya de shomea. And this is Ramosha's question again. It sounds mashmiya like the shomea. Ma shomea, shomea la'atmo, af mashmiya, mashmiya la'atmo. We're comparing the shomea and the mashmiya. And what does it say? It says that if the mashmiya, this is really, it could be a girsa change here. That Aleph tells you here. But basically what it seems to be saying here, it sounds like it's really should be changed. And what it's saying is that if the shomea is like the mashmiya, the shomea, whose kavana is he having? The guy hearing it, he's having his own kavana. The guy blowing it is similar to him, he's blowing it to have his own kavana. And it says if they both have kavana, they both have their own kavana, that's good enough, and he doesn't have to have kavana to be motzi me. That's what the Gemara says. So it sounds like you don't need to have kavana to be motzi. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying at this point. To which the Gemara answers, Netzamachlokes Tanoim, Detanya Shomea, Shomea la'atmo, Umashmiya, Mashmiya lafi darko. The Shomea has to be Shomea for himself, the Mashmiya just goes about his business. He doesn't have to think about you. He can just blow for himself, and you're yotze. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Medvarmur, Meshach Tzibra. It's only the Shach Tzibra, Vabayachid, Lo Yotza, Achi, Skavin, Shomea, Umashmiya, When it comes to an individual, Rabbi Yossi says you have to have kavana lotzeis. So it comes out, at least narrowly here, there's a machlokas satanoim at the end, whether we this principle is true, that when you have kavana, you need to have kavana to be motzi the other guy. Okay? That's the machlokas satanoim here at the very end. Ad kam the Gemara, to the Mishnah. The question, the big question is, and maybe I'll leave you with this question, and see, you guys just got started with the Ran and different things, but the question is, now that we've learned the Gemara, how do we pass them? What is the Gemara's conclusion? The Gemara, it was very clear, the first half of the Gemara, or so we think, it seems to be pretty clear that the working assumption in the first half of the Gemara is Ein Tzrichas Kavana. And now Rabbi Zeira starts introducing to us the idea of having Kavana for me. Having Kavana for me. And then this issue in Rabbi Yossi, and no, and this Machlokes. So the question, this, what the Rishonim deal with is, okay, now how do we pass in Halacha Maaseh? We have this whole Gemara, we have these stories. What do we make of this? How do we pass in? Should we pass in mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana? Should we pass in mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana? And what are the considerations? What's pushing us in either direction in terms of the Halacha? So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. And as is often the case, the most unique shita here is the shita of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, and Hilchos, I put in the brackets, but maybe a little more. If you have some more time, if you have a good Vlechka Vaderech or some app, Safari app, you want to take a look at some things on the bus tomorrow, you look at the Rambam is really the surprising shita here. As the Rambam seems to split between different things, and that's even more strange. And then we get to see at the end Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'Maaseh how we paskin on this sugya. So we'll pick it up after the break. Something to think about. If you have a little time to look it over or just think about how do you think about the Gemaras and how do you think we should paskin based on what we've done.